The makers of Raleigh Cigarettes and Cool Cigarettes again present their new show starring Jack Pearl as Baron Munchausen, with the cast including Charlie Cliff Hall, Morton Bowe, brilliant young tenor, and Tommy Dossie and his famous orchestra. You don't have to tie a string around your finger to remember these two things. One,
Raleigh Cigarettes. Those distinctive, those superior cigarettes are now selling at the same price as other popular brands.
And the second thing is,
Cool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L, are mildly mentholated to cool and refresh your throat.
And both Raleigh's and Cool's give you a dividend that no other cigarette offers. A valuable coupon comes with each pack. A coupon good for handsome premiums. Try a pack of Raleigh's or Cool's and save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, ladies and gentlemen, with hi-hat, piccolo, and cane.
Your love gave me a pain.
A hi-hat, a piccolo, and a cane. That highfalutin, trap shooting, piccolo tootin', high ground, he weighed a little low down.
And my head went round and round.
Oh,
I thought you were okay till he stepped off that train.
With a hi-hat, a piccolo, and a cane.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the firm who gives you the best the world can offer in cigarettes offers you the best the world can give in radio entertainment. And here he is, together with Charlie Cliff Hall, May Questel, and Robert Bernard, the inimitable Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
Listen, Charlie, I want to...
Don't argue with me again.
One second, please.
What's the matter?
Yoo-hoo.
What is that,
yoo-hoo? Hello. Charlie, that's my sister, Tilly.
Your sister?
Dear in the second row, dear?
Oh, you mean the girl with the little wart?
Quiet. That's her husband, Dunsay.
I'm sorry, Baron, but I still want to know why you say people who are running the six-day bicycle race don't know what they're doing.
Well, they've got lines all over the place.
That's right.
No peddlers allowed,
oh,
ain't
no,
it?
No peddlers.
And then they were going to put a man with a patch over his eye... Right out of the race.
Well, what for?
For riding around with his lamp out.
With his lamp. But that must be a terrible strain on the system. Isn't one pretty weak after 6 days of that?
No, it takes 7 days to make 1 week.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. 7 days to make 1 week.
Anyway, it's a great ad for Raleigh on Cool Cigarettes.
Now, what has the six-day bicycle race to do with a cigarette?
Cigarette life if you don't weaken.
Well, It's going to be a great life anyway, Baron. We've got the right man driving the car again for the next 4 years.
Yeah. You know something, Charlie?
What?
I certainly feel sorry for poor Mr. Garner.
You feel sorry for the vice president? Why?
Well, 4 more years in the rumble seat.
In the rumble seat. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing, Baron. You'll be in the rumble seat if your wife hears about you taking Susie to that nightclub last week. Say, did she ever catch you stepping out?
Just once.
Just once, huh?
But I talked my way out of it.
Yeah, you would.
You know, she... This is funny. She caught me taking a girl to Coney Island that very hot month last summer, you know?
July?
You see, I... What is it?
I said July.
You bet your life I did.
Did you have a pleasant evening with Susie?
Yeah, but I think she's one of those girls what's easy to kiss.
You think?
Yeah.
But have you any evidence that she's easy to kiss?
Well... It happened right under my nose.
Right under your nose. Now, Baron, don't tell me the girls go for you.
You know something?
What?
When I had the car, I took so many girls out that in 12 months, I wore out 4 sets of tires.
Goodyear?
Yes. I beg your stuff?
I said Goodyear. Goodyear.
What's for me? Yeah.
Ah, but Kipling says that women are just a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair.
Women are just a rag, a bone, and a hank of hair?
That's right. So what do you say?
Shake hands with a rag, Mr.
Oh, right.
Well, and you're not so bad yourself.
No?
Do you still make love to that cute little blonde?
Oh, do I still make love to her?
Yeah.
Why, Baron, she's married now.
Yeah. Answer my question. Yeah. Will you?
Now, wait a minute. Oh, quiet. Here comes your secretary. Oh.
Hello, Baron. Hiya, Charlie. Mm-hmm. Say, Baron, what's the best way to learn things?
Well, Susie, now you're showing a fine spirit. The only way to learn anything is to begin at the bottom.
Begin at the bottom?
Yeah. What do you want to learn?
I want to learn to swim.
She got me.
Yeah, she always does.
Yeah.
A riddle.
Yeah.
Why do elephants eat camphor balls?
I give up, Susie. Why do elephants eat camphor balls?
To keep the moths out of their trunks.
Possible.
Yes, possible.
Did you add up the figures you took home last week?
Oh, you added them up 8 times.
8 times?
Yep, and here are the 8 different answers.
You're going to be a great help around here. Enter that phone, will you?
Yes, sir. Hello? Worldwide Information Bureau. What's the weather forecast? Room with no bath. Goodbye.
That's the weather forecast? What's the meaning of room with no bed?
Probable shower.
Room with no bed.
Oh!
That's a room with no bed.
Well, I quit, you know. Aha! I should have quit sooner.
Uncle Boris Petroselsky. Say, Monty, which is correct? I have no brains or I haven't no brains?
I have no brains.
That's what I thought.
No!
Oh, there's a man outside who says he can prove he's a relative of yours.
Oh, the man is an idiot.
That doesn't prove it. It may only be a coincidence.
Now, listen, Percy. I give you... I'm a man of few words.
Yeah, I'm married, too.
Listen, I don't like him,
oh,
you know?
Go ahead, go
ahead. Listen, Percy, I woke up one morning and found myself famous.
You mean you found yourself famous and then you woke up?
I'm going to kill him. I'll give you my word.
Now,
wait. Are you ambitious like I am? No. How old are you?
36.
Yeah, and what do you expect to be in 10 years?
46. Say, Munch, will you go out with me while I have a malted milk?
Why do you want me with you when you have a malted milk?
My doctor said I should have it with an egg.
Yes. Now,
Now,
I know. I'll kill him. Please
control yourself. Control yourself. You can get arrested for acting like that. Oh, by the way, were you ever arrested?
Just once.
Just once, huh?
Two other fellas and myself were arrested out in Hollywood for kissing girls in the public park.
Oh, you're up to your old flirtatious tricks again, eh?
Well, I have my moments, you know.
And how did it come out?
Well, the first fella had kissed 2 girls, so they gave him 30 days.
30 days for kissing 2 girls.
The second fella had kissed 3 girls, so they gave him 60 days.
60 days?
Yeah.
And how many girls did you kiss? Well, come on, how many girls did you kiss?
I got 5 years.
You got 5 years?
And here, ladies and gentlemen, is that man with his trombone, Tommy Dorsey in his orchestra, and the tune For Sentimental Reasons. ¶¶
While they're getting tonight's question sorted out, tell me, what kind of a Thanksgiving did you have?
Charlie, I must tell you the truth.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to a football game.
Oh, originally a British sport.
Yeah.
Did you see it played in the Yankee style?
No, the Yankee Stadium.
Oh, the Yankee Stadium,
yeah. Yeah, I paid $10 for an Indian ticket.
Indian ticket? What's an Indian ticket?
A ticket you buy from a scalper.
Yes, oh. Weren't you thrilled by the bellicose belligerence of the bombardiers of the pigskin?
Could you get small change on that one, huh?
Look, I mean, if you witnessed Thursday's football game, you saw brains against brawn.
No, no. NYU against Fordham.
Oh.
Brawn played Colgate.
Brawn, but... Brawn...
Yeah,
wait a minute. Let me explain something. Braun isn't a football team.
Never mind the knock, Charlie. Never mind
what
the
knock. What do you mean the
knock? Oh, they did the best they could.
By the way, you know, I was a professional football player. I got a good salary.
You did?
Yes.
From which college?
From which
college? Hmm?
Why, Baron, I'm surprised.
Yes. So is the public.
So
what a football player I was.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do when you couldn't tackle the halfback?
Timber.
Well, answer. What'd you do?
Tackle the quarterback twice. That's all. Yes, yes.
What, listen, what's a pass?
Oh, Charlie.
What's the matter?
Don't embarrass the audience.
What's the point?
That's what they all got in on.
Oh,
don't
you? Oh, no. I'm talking about a forward pass. You know, my forward pass was called ammunition because it was just like a bullet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, my forward pass was called bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy?
Right into the hands of the receiver.
After the game, did you have a nice Thanksgiving dinner?
No.
No?
All my wife's people were there.
Well, what's that?
In the minute the turkey was put on the table, everybody made a grab for it. Such table manners. Oh, it was disgusting.
Well, everybody snatching at the turkey, I should say it was disgusting.
But the two legs I got was all right.
Oh, you were quick. I said that.
And after dinner, we gave imitations of famous divas.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What?
I imitated George Arliss.
Well, do you think you look like George Arliss?
You know something?
What?
When I was born, this is funny.
Well, what happened?
That's who my father thought I was.
Now, wait a minute. When you were born, when you were born, your father thought you were Arliss?
The minute he looked at me, he said to my mother, Mama, that's the solid.
That's the solid. Wait a minute, Baron. To get back to our subject, Baron, do you know the history of Thanksgiving? How did the pilgrims come over?
By boat. What do you mean, how'd they come over?
You're sure they didn't come by rail, eh?
Only I know that. About the Zizek one. Don't say that. No.
What English seaport town did they set sail from?
Who, the pilgrims?
Yeah, the pilgrims.
They sailed from automobiles.
From where?
From Chrysler.
Plymouth.
I was with the right firm anyway.
Well, Baron, you slay me.
Oh, If only I could. Oh.
And how is the landing of the pilgrims best described?
In poetry.
Oh, no, not poultry, Baron. Poetry. Poultry means a chicken.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Didn't they land on a Plymouth Rock?
Yeah, I never thought of
that. We'll take it out. Don't say it no more.
Look up, we said.
Yeah, then my Uncle Otto said, folks, he said, folks, now that we're all here.
Wait just a minute. Your Uncle Otto was dead?
Yeah.
Now, Baron, that makes him over 300 years old.
Oh, God. You'd never guess it to look at him.
Oh,
never.
Well, let me tell you something. His name isn't on the Mayflower list. Now, how did he get over from Europe?
You know, he's the world champion diver.
Oh, no, wait. Don't tell me he dove from Europe to Massachusetts.
No, he tried, but he missed it.
Yes, I guess he did.
Yeah. He came up in Kentucky.
Kentucky? Oh,
yeah.
Baron, that's going too far.
Is it?
Yeah.
So he came up in Albany.
Albany?
It's only half as far.
and then I suppose he joined the Pilgrims, huh?
No, they took a week off and built Salem, Massachusetts.
Wait a minute. In a week, they built Salem, Massachusetts?
Yeah.
All right, today, that job would take years.
I know. But this was before the WPA.
Well, let's get back to your uncle.
Yeah, he was the best shot in the crowd. So he did the hunting.
Oh, a Nimrod, eh?
Yeah. So then... What was that, Greg?
I say, your uncle was a Nimrod.
No! He had a bass voice.
Had a bass voice?
Yeah. The Indians let him hunt because he taught them to eat spinach.
He got the Indians eating spinach,
yeah? Yes. That's why the Indians bit the dust.
The Redskins bit the dust.
Yeah.
I see. Now you're going too far again.
Don't worry. I'll find my way back.
I bet you
will. Well, on Thanksgiving... No, just listen.
All right.
You don't know the story anyhow. Well, on Thanksgiving morning, he started out after the turkey.
Yes.
The snow was 10 feet deep over here.
10 feet deep over there.
20 feet deep over there.
20 feet deep over there.
Get the drift.
Oh, I'll follow you, Baron.
It's a cold trip. Suddenly he spies a turkey the size of an ostrich. And raising his gun, he says, stay where you are, Oscar.
Oh, wait, he called the turkey Oscar?
What's a wild turkey?
Oh, I get it. Oscar Wilde.
Yeah. Don't explain the joke.
Well, I just want to help you out.
Then he remembers he forgot to bring bullets.
Yeah.
And he starts to cry. But it's so cold, his tears freeze.
I see.
So pushing the frozen tears into his rifle, he shoots them at the turkey and kills the turkey dead.
Now, wait a minute. I'm no big jackass, you know.
No. You'll grow.
Now, just a minute. You haven't gotten away with this story. The heat from the explosion when he fired the gun would have melted those tears.
Sure. I know that. Yeah. So the tears melted into a squirt of water, which froze, into an icicle as it shot through the air.
Yeah.
And the icicle entered the turkey's head and killed him.
Now, wait, a turkey the size of an ostrich was killed by a little icicle?
Yeah.
Why, Baron, that's ridiculous. Utterly impossible. In fact, I can say without fear of contradiction that the event never occurred.
No?
No.
Was you there, Charlie?
Oh, huh?
Was you there?
What are you talking about? How could I have been there?
You wasn't there.
No.
So the icicle knocked him cold.
Wait a minute. Will you? I don't want to believe you started lying again, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a fair chance to explain. How did the icicle kill him?
Well, when the icicle struck his head, it melted again.
But how could that kill the turkey? What did he die from? Well, come on, what did the turkey die from?
He died from...
Well, from what?
Water on the brain.
As long as a song is strong in my song.
It's the voice of Morton Bow, and the song is one of Vincent Newman's finest. Without a song, Morton Bow.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A jockey's born, but he's no good nor how. Without a song, Forgot my trouble and woe, but sure as I know, for Jordan will roll. I'll get along as long as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
You know, I was just listening to Morton Bowe singing. You know, Baron, he reminds me of John McCormick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He reminds me of Lindbergh.
How does Morton Bowe remind you of Lindbergh?
The way he solos over the high Z.
That's very good, Baron.
Very tough.
But look, there's something else that isn't so good, and that's the help you've hired for your information bureau.
Don't worry, Charlie. Yeah? Nobody is going to pull the ice over my walls.
Yeah, don't worry. Backwards a little bit.
By golly, Charlie, the Worldwide Information Bureau is stepping right along.
It sure is, Baron, and just listen to Susie answering the telephone.
Hello, Worldwide Information Bureau. How can you eat an onion without anybody knowing it? Don't breathe it to a soul. Hello, Information Bureau. What? Is kissing bad form? Sure, but it's awful good taste.
Susie.
Oh, hello, Baron. You know, so far I've only gotten one question I couldn't answer. What are shoes made of?
What are shoes made? Hide.
Huh?
I said hide.
What for?
No, what for? He means hide. The cow's outside.
Well, what if it is? Who's afraid of an old cow?
Baron, listen. Let's answer some questions for the public before it's too late, eh?
All right.
Well, just a minute. First, I'd like to run out a second. I got to buy my mother a new corset.
I'll get you one wholesale. What boss?
Nothing. It just wore out.
That time you got it. The question, Charlie. Read them.
All right. Here's a whole list from Mrs. James W. Morgan of San Francisco. Where would a woman be without her clothes?
She should be in the bathtub.
Next one. I can't seem to get my face powder on correctly. Could you give me the name of the two best puffs?
The two best puffs?
Yeah.
Rawlings and Cool.
Two best puffs. There you got that.
Puffs.
Look for the puffs.
That's lovely.
And here's the next one. What is tennis? You take that one, Susie.
Tennis?
Tennis, yes.
Oh, tennis 5 times 2.
She's right.
Yes, she's right. And here's the next. What's the difference between a hot dog and a live dog?
Oh, that's easy. A hot dog wears tights, and a live dog pants.
Here's one more, Susie. After that pants. Any skeletons in your family?
Just one.
Yeah, where is it?
Inside of me.
Possibly.
Well, here's one for Boris. How many seasons are there?
Two. Busy and dull.
Busy and dull. Well, what raw material is imported from France?
Postal cards.
Here's one for you, Baron.
What's that?
From John J. Ward of Ingleside, Illinois.
Yeah.
What is the Pythagorean theorem?
That's Petsy's question, I think.
Yeah. Now, that's the wrong attitude, Baron. You said that because you can't answer it. And take this little motto from me and make it your guide from now on. Never ask anyone to do anything you cannot do yourself. Now, just remember that.
All right, Charlie.
Now, here's another one. Yeah. How many quarts of milk does a good cow average?
A cow gives...
Oh, wait a minute. That reminds me. On my farm, I have a cow that gives 10 quarts of milk a day. And if she'd only given 11 quarts, I would win the world's championship with her. But she won't do it.
She won't do it.
She just won't do it.
Well, could you do it?
Huh? Could I do it?
Yeah.
Well, of course I couldn't do it.
Well, Charlie, never ask anyone to do
anything. Oh, quiet.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in that popular favorite, You Took Advantage of Me. Thank you. Barron's Worldwide Information Bureau are rolling in with every mail, and the Baron and his staff are acknowledging everyone. Send your question to Jack Pearl in care of this station.
Could I ask the Baron a question?
Why, certainly. Oh, Baron.
Baron. Yeah. What is loose? I mean, what is the matter?
Well, Baron, I noticed so many of my friends have switched to Raleigh cigarettes lately that I was wondering if it's a cigarette or you.
Well, madame, now you've made it tough. Of course, maybe I could get a little of the credit, but I think most people switch for the same reason I did.
And what was that?
Because I figured if I can get as good a cigarette, if not better, for no more money, and get in every package a coupon for beautiful premiums besides, well, wouldn't I be sort of a jackass if I didn't go Raleigh?
Thanks, Baron. Those same premium coupons also come with Cool, the cigarette that is mildly mentholated to cool and refresh your throat. These coupons are good for truly astounding premiums. Premiums that are making everybody say, how can they do it? For instance, this 28-page premium catalog I have in my hand shows
a beautiful inlaid wood bridge table.
And folding chairs for bridge or occasional use.
And frosted glasses decorated with bands of pure platinum. These glasses come in three sizes, highball size or iced tea size, or old-fashioned size.
And Parker pen and pencil sets.
And page after page of beautiful premiums that anybody in the USA can have for the coupons from Raleigh cigarettes or Cool cigarettes. Both these brands are union-made. Because of rapidly growing sales, the price of Raleigh cigarettes has been reduced to the popular level. Now you pay no more for Raleighs than you do for ordinary cigarettes, but you do get a finer smoke, a choice of plain ends or cork tips if you like, and that valuable coupon.
Why not follow the Baron and smoke Raleighs? R-A-L-E-I-G-H. Or if you prefer a mentholated cigarette, smoke Cools.